This is Quick Shots with Will of Two Drunken Penguins and Antarctican's Anonymous Radio Production.
Good morning, or good afternoon, evening, maybe even night. Depending upon what time you've taken a moment to actually sit down and listen to this. Hello, folks, this is Will of Two Drunken Penguins, and you are once again listening to Quick Shots. I am back once again with my very biased, completely unedited editorial of sorts to dive deep into my thoughts on current situations within the sports realm. And I only say that it's the sports realm because this that I am going to speak to you about today isn't necessarily classified as your typical sports. Your typical sports would be considered your NFL, your NBA, your MLB, NHL, MLS, I guess, lacrosse, cricket, what have you, polo. I mean, there's a bunch of sports out there, volleyball, kickball, softball. I mean, you name it, you can probably find it. Rugby, Australian rules football. I have yet to actually dive into that one, but it had been brought to my attention, so at some point, I am definitely going to look into it. But, nonetheless, today, I wish to speak to you about the two current shows that have graced our televisions that are competition more than necessarily sports. But being that it is still a similar premise and we've got really nothing else to talk about, I want to talk about it. I don't really get to necessarily watch everything when it occurs, like the night that it occurs. Sometimes I have to catch up on it the following day via Hulu or some other platform, but I still make sure to take the time to try to catch what I can. And there's during this whole COVID-19 issue that we've all been having to deal with as a global community, not just here in America, or here where I and the fellow penguins live. It's all taking a toll on everyone in some form or fashion. So for there to be real content out there for those that like something to watch that has competition, even if it's predetermined competition, such as wrestling, you can't help but watch it. I have sat and I watched parts of the match 2, the golf matchup between Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Tiger Woods. I was having trouble finding it first, but I did manage to catch a few holes being played, and that was fairly entertaining. Yes, golf was fairly entertaining. I try to watch wrestling here and there whenever I get the chance, whether it be WWE or AEW, just because, one, I've always been a wrestling fan, so I can't help myself. But two, it's still, yes, for a while there, they started taping it and putting it all together like it was a complete show. But it was still fresh. It was still fresh content. It wasn't, them just replaying old matches from, 1998 or something like that. Not trying to knock anything the NFL Network or ESPN has done with their various retro, let's show all these old classic games. Not trying to take away from any of that, but WWE, AEW still putting out some fresh content every single week. You can't help but try to pay attention to. It's entertainment. It's some form of competition. Yes, it's predetermined outcomes, but nonetheless, it's still something. And thank God and bless, Vince McMahon and WWE for being able to find ways to make it still happen before they were deemed essential and allowed to continue. Thank God for Cody Rhodes and the whole AEW crew for being able to do the same thing. I mean, that's just, to me, as a person that loves sports, loves competition, loves being able to watch this type of stuff in some form or fashion, it was important to me to help me be able to block out other things happening in the world instead of just turning on the TV and watching reruns and then hearing nothing but bad news constantly, it seemed like. So it was a good change of pace. It gave me a nice break. And I'm sure that's how quite a few other people that watch it have viewed it as well. And that's what we need. We go to sports because we're drawn by the competition. We love being able to watch people go out there, put it all in line, and you just say, as a fan, you can say, my team's better than your team. Come on, guys. You got something to cheer for. You want something to be able to cheer for. You don't always want to have, something depressing going on by what's being blasted at you 24/7 on social media, on the news, what have you. It's a lot of bad shit that's out there. But sports helps bring good shit to the forefront. So, I say all of that because there's two shows. One is a brand new one, and one is currently now in its second season that have come out at just the right time, I feel. And that is Ultimate Tag, that is being hosted by JJ, TJ, and Derek Watt. All three Watt brothers who play in the NFL. Two of them on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not that that has any predilection on to why I am watching the show, but it doesn't hurt. And then there is the Titan Games, hosted by the great one, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, my all-time favorite wrestler. So, I mean, I have reason to watch these things anyhow. But I sit there and I watch the first episodes for both shows. Again, I wasn't actually able to watch it the night that it occurred, but I did catch up on it shortly thereafter. And it was just good to see these athletes, whether they were athletes that were picked out by the show itself to be the stalwarts and the you've got to beat us to actually accomplish things, and then you've got your everyday type of athlete that just busts his ass in the gym nonstop, and but has a regular day job otherwise that he has to, you know, balance that whole life with, trying to go out there and achieve some form of greatness. So you've got athletes of different types on both sides of this. And it was just cool. I really loved watching both shows. It felt needed for this time. I'm not saying, hey, it's the greatest, either show is the greatest show in the world. You need to take your asses, find it on your TV guides, make sure that you've got it DVR, whatever, so that you can watch these episodes that are coming out. I'm not telling you to do all that. But for me personally, being able to see fresh competition going out there, the way it's packaged together, it was exciting. It was something to get excited about. And that's the whole thing. UFC is back too. You gotta also notice that stuff. UFC is back. They're doing big things. You want to watch that. WWE helped pave the way for UFC to be able to find a way to be able to come back and start having fights again. And Dana White blasted us with 3 fight nights, 4 cards in 1 week alone. That was a hell of a return. That was incredible. You've got NASCAR making their way back to a almost better form without the fans, because then you can just focus on watching the race, hearing the cars. You know, you still got your announcers and whatnot, but it really helps draw in the intensity, because you're not worried about, oh, look at all the fans every so often being drunk off their ass. I'm sure I have yet to actually experience going to a NASCAR race. So I can't be the one to speak on that type of experience as compared to just simply watching it on TV. But to sit at home and be able to watch it and immerse yourself in it, it seemed to have a little bit better presentation with no fans there, my take. We're slowly starting to get these things back, but back to these two shows. They're not your typical competitions. I mean, you have your American Ninja Warrior type stuff. These two shows have kind of loosely taken some of their stuff from and gone with it, you know, ran with it, different aspects of it, which is cool. I'm not going to knock any of it. I think American Ninja Warrior is a great show as well. It shows off competitiveness and the drive and the hustle and all the best aspects of each human individual when they try to achieve, you know, anything. I mean, but in this aspect is to, you know, conquer whatever the goal is for that particular show, whatever, you know, Titans game have Mount Olympus, the American Ninja Warrior has, I can't think of their mountain, but they have a mountain that you have to ascend and conquer. It shows, you know, your full, it takes people kind of back to when we didn't have just all this technology, just kind of lazing around. It kind of takes you back to trying to be the ultimate person. You wanting to go out and conquer. You know, it's kind of, it pulls that almost primal feel out of you. Like you, that's when I played football. Yeah, I didn't get to play a lot of downs. I didn't get to start many games. But just being able to get out there and play, whether it was in practice or whatever, it was just, man, it is, I sit here and I'm feeling it. Like I'm reminiscing, I'm feeling the old times coming rushing back of the pure joy, the excitement, the adrenaline, the passion that you get. You want to prove, I am better than the man lined up across from me. I am better than that quarterback who's smirking and slaunching around in the backfield trying to, you know, make it all about him. Oh, I'm so great. If you didn't know, I'm a defensive guy. I fucking love defense. I played defense. I was defensive end whenever I was in high school. I just fucking love defense. Whenever I got the chance to get past that O-lineman, I won. I proved I was better than him. If I ever got even close to that quarterback, it was just, oh, it's almost indescribable. Just the feeling of the adrenaline just rushing through you, like, I'm going to pummel his ass. I'm going to get him, and he's going to be looking like a bitch. He's not going to be all this high and mighty motherfucker. No, he's going to be looking like a little bitch, because this is practice. This is practice. If I can knock off the quarterback, the starting quarterback for our team, if I can mess him up and make him look pathetic, that just, it's an ego boost. What can I say? But you watch these games, and it's, I love them. I cannot help myself. I get worked up watching it. I get zoned in on the shows. It's just amazing. But you've got these two shows. You've got Ultimate Tag. You got three hosts. They've obviously never hosted anything before. You can kind of tell by their not really loose. They're kind of, the way the three Watt brothers talk, they're kind of tight. They're trying to feel themselves out. Hopefully, as the season progresses, they get more comfortable with presenting the whole situation, the whole show, their interviews, their interactions with each other, loosen up and actually just, you know, act like they're at home watching a game together and it's not a few hundred people in the crowd, or they're trying to make sure that they commentate properly for the people at home. If they get more relaxed moving forward, I think it'll help the presentation of the show. The concept is fairly simple. You've got different, you know, obstacles, whatnot laid out. You've got three people at a time that are trying to not get tagged. You've got three people that are taggers. And it's tag, Ultimate Tag. What do you expect? But the taggers are professional bodybuilders, they're gymnasts, they're expert parkour people. I mean, I don't know if there's an actual term for parkour experts, but that's what they are. These guys have been free running and doing all sorts of wild stuff for years. They have their bodies pinpoint, and so they know how to handle all these obstacles. So they chase these people down. There's different tasks that the runners have to try to accomplish within each segment without getting tagged, or, you know, within a certain amount of tags that they get. Obviously, your goal is not to get tagged. Because no matter what, if you get tagged, it's going to hurt you in the long run. But these free runners are incredible. They fly around. I mean, anybody that's got stuck on the rabbit hole on YouTube watching parkour of any type, it's hard not to be mesmerized by it. It really isn't. So, this is them showcasing themselves on national TV, and it's wild to watch. I mean, the characters are a bit American Gladiator-ish, with being over the top a bit. But, I mean, it's the direction they wanted to try to go with it. Fuck it. Let it ride. I can't be too mad at it. It's the throwback to American Gladiator, something that was on whenever I was younger, was able to try to catch every so often. It was good stuff back then. I thought it was cool. I'm sure plenty of other people used to think it was cool. So to call it a throwback to that, to an extent, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. Then you've got the Titan Games. I'm going to come back, talk about the Titan Games to kind of wrap things up. Because it's truly two different shows that's going on. And it needs to have its kind of own segment. So holler at y'all in a second. Alright, so the Titan Games. The Titan Games are a completely different beast. You've got a host who is comfortable on the mic, just smooth as can be, because he's had all the years of practice being in the WWE. You know, he's The Rock, one of the greatest talkers of all fucking time. I mean, you've got, and he was doing it during a time in the WWE where there was a lot of great shit talkers on the mic. I mean, you had Triple H, you had Stone Cold, you had Mick Foley, you had Chris Jericho. I mean, there was a plethora of guys that were just stellar when it came to speaking and commanding the crowd. So The Rock has Dwayne Johnson, however you want to know him or refer to him. He has that experience. Then he goes and he's done his movies. He's done his TV show, which I finally got to watch Ballers. And that was a hell of a show. That was a great ass show that he did. But that's neither here nor there. Anyhow, makes great tequila. Terramana, incredible shit. Anyhow, so The Rock, he's got all this experience on the mic. He knows how to command the crowd. He knows how to play him up. If you follow him on Instagram, he still is talking his shit, doing his thing, and capturing your attention. So when he goes out there to host the show, even the first season, he went out there, he was just smooth with it. He let it kind of flow, let it roll, and it was a good show. It was a little bit slow at times, the first season, but I mean, that's one thing about Ultimate Tag, is the first episode might not have been all that great. It was interesting, might not be all that great to some, but give it time, I think that it will slowly improve. That's what happened with Titan Games. Last year, with season one, as it progressed, you got more comfortable with the format, the feel of the whole show, and so you're able to enjoy it more. last year, Titan Games, they had just two competitors going out there facing each other, and you know, the whoever was the winner for the night, he had to get weighed around. And then I'm trying to remember the first season now, how they all played it through, but it ended up coming down to trying to beat Mount Olympus. And then you were considered, once you beat Mount Olympus, beat your competition at Mount Olympus, you were considered a Titan. Fast forward to this season, The Rock has handpicked Titans. So he's got a 2-time gold winning Olympian in boxing. He's got Victor Cruz. He's got Joe Thomas, 2 former NFL players. He's got, who else does he have that they said? I'm trying to remember. He's got about 6 different people. I can remember 3 right off. He's got a snowboarder. Olympic snowboarder. She's on it. Yeah, I'm having a hard time remembering the last 2. But anyhow, they are professional athletes that he handpicked, brought into the show as the Titans. So then you have your 2 competitors. They come in, they battle it out to see who gets to go against the Titan on Mount Olympus. If you beat that Titan, then you become the Titan. That Titan then has to become a competitor to try to reclaim his or her crown at the end of the season. I like the premise. This is very impressive, to how they've decided to change things up, but not overdo it. They went ahead and brought people in, but it wasn't like, you know, oh, this is just going to be known athletes doing this only. These guys are going to be the top guys. They're not overwhelming characters. They're not crazy off the wall or anything. They just go out there and it's like, you got to go up against me, boy. Let's roll. And the competition was incredible. It was so evenly matched when I watched it. I was sitting there just, I would hold my breath. I was, you know, like, I don't know, I was immersed into it fully, watching them battle it out just to get to face the Titan. I mean, the people that were brought in, they had a firefighter and they had a football coach and they had a police officer, and they had, what was the other guy? The Tennessee Titans mascot, who's a professional bodybuilder at that too. Those were the 4 guys competing in the first episode. They had a doctor, OBGYN, they had a farmer, they had a former Olympic athlete in track and field, and the other lady was archery or something. I can't remember exactly what she did, but those were the 4 girls. And all the competition leading up to the battles against the Titans were close. Now, granted, on the women's side, it wasn't quite as close for a couple of the matches. It all depended on who had the better build for that particular event that they were going at. And one girl, she gave it her all, but on some of that stuff, she just did not have it. And it was unfortunate because, I mean, they all have great stories leading into it, but it was just watching it, you kind of were hoping at least for a little bit more out of her to keep it closer. But Joe Thomas, he was the Titan to defend Mount Olympus against the guys, and he did. He barely did, for especially the first guy that he went against, which was the firefighter. He went against him, and it was a matter of a second, maybe two, that he won by. The second go about, he won a little bit more decidingly, but he clean swept on his defenses. On the women's side, the two-time gold-winning Olympian boxer, she got blown out the fucking water. I was amazed. I was like, I figured she would be at least able to do a little bit more than she did, but now it was almost a cakewalk for the former Olympian field and track girl that came into the show. She went, cruised through, won it, and then came back and defended. And she made it a cakewalk on that part too. Once she got to Mount Olympus, it wasn't even close. Getting to Mount Olympus was a struggle. So it was impressive to watch. And the presentation, I don't know if it is just because it's now in its second season, or if it's because it's from NBC, that they like to do different things in how they do their presentations for these type of events as compared to Fox. But it definitely drew you in. It would cut off to, you know, the couple announcers that they have making their few comments here and there, trying to get in a quip or two, and then The Rock jumping in every so often, and the three of them going back and forth making their comments to each other. But then their sheer amazement at the competition that's taking place, The Rock going and walking around the actual competition happening and encouraging both athletes as they struggle up there to try to win. It just, the presentation is empowering to an extent. It makes you like, you really can't pick one person that you want to cheer for, just because it's like, you want both to win. In the ultimate tag, it's easier to just kind of, I kind of like this person. Hope they do well. So, presentation is important on these two shows, but the competition level for all of them is top notch. And for me, that's what's important. That is the key. That's why it draws me in to watch. And for them to both be coming out now, when, yeah, we have some stuff starting back up and kind of breaking through. We had the WWE and AEW doing their things continuously through. But for those of us, like myself, that like to have good shows, solid, with competition, since there's no hockey to be watching, no being a Stanley Cup playoffs for me to be watching right now, which is killing me, because I love to watch that this time of year. I know Robbie and Chris, they're more for baseball than I am, so they're missing out on their baseball right now. We got a bunch of people out there that really are into basketball, and they're missing out on the basketball playoffs. We missed out on March Madness. There's a lot of sports activities, you know, events and whatnot, that all of us who are fans of sports have been sitting around miserable because there really hasn't been anything. For quite a few weeks, there was no NASCAR for all the rabid fans of NASCAR that there still are. Yeah, the ratings have kept dropping off, and to me, that's partly because they keep trying to restructure stuff within how scoring is and the standings and all this stuff. And then with the playoffs, they had decent concepts, but certain things just aren't fitting right. And I still can't pick somebody to watch and be like, yeah, I'll root for them now. So I'm having a hard time staying interested in NASCAR myself anymore, unfortunately. It used to be huge back in when I was younger. Same for basketball. It used to be huge for into basketball. Now I can't pick a team, can't latch on to a player yet. It just hasn't come to me. I'm wanting to. It's not there yet. But nonetheless, all of us that crave competition, crave sports, crave to be able to watch something like that, to be able to have something to cheer for. Because if you want to watch the news, how often do you have something to cheer for watching the news? You watch anything else on TV, there's nothing to cheer for. What are you going to cheer for? A comedy that's playing? You're going to cheer for a drama? You're going to cheer for a documentary series? Some documentary series, don't get me wrong, are very good. The Last Dance, incredible stuff. Undertaker, The Last Ride, fan-fucking-tastic. But you can't cheer for that. There's nothing to cheer for, nothing to get excited about. Sports get you truly excited. I can't help but sit here and say, I, for one, am definitely glad things are starting to kind of come back. I, for one, am definitely glad that there are shows like The Ultimate Tag and the Titan Games that are out there right now that have competition, something that you can sit there and get behind and cheer for an individual and just immerse yourself in for an hour or so at a time. We need it as Americans. We need it as the world. Sorry about that. But the whole world needs stuff to be able to cheer for. We're not getting the Olympic Games this year. That's been postponed to next year. We all have our thing that we like to be able to watch and cheer for. I don't know how some people don't like sports. Can't get into it. What are you cheering? What are you able to cheer for? Even playing video games or watching people compete in video games, you can still sit there and cheer for an individual. You can cheer for a team in if that particular video game is team oriented. There's something still there to cheer for. What else in life is there to cheer for? You got your family, you cheer, you celebrate, you know, marriages, and you celebrate births of children, you celebrate, you know, graduations. There's moments in life outside of sports that you can cheer for. But sports is always something that once a week, twice a week, three times, depending upon the type of sport that you watch. You might have it three or four times a week to watch, but you can get excited for it. You can watch and enjoy at least once a week. Football, you're watching you've got your college football that you can watch on Saturdays. You've got your NFL you can watch Thursday, Sunday, Monday. You've got, you know, you've got days in which you'll be able to sit down and you've got your teams and you can't help but just sit there and go, go whoever. Go Pittsburgh Steelers. Go Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's go Virginia Tech Hokies. That's for me, personally. I know. I'm just throwing it out there, making it personal, because this is my fucking quick shot and I can do that. Anyhow, this is I'm just trying to help get it out there and understood properly. Sports is on the way back, folks. This is something to be happy about. They're organizing, they're trying to figure out stuff, but in the meantime, there is still stuff out there for us to watch and enjoy and cheer and enjoy, like just immerse ourselves in, instead of being so bogged down with all the shit that is going on outside. You can just sit down and shut out all of that and watch something and get happy for. That is what is important. And that is what people need to focus on. Because, like I said, there is so much shit going on. There's the COVID. There's the economic issues that's happening. And so many other problems. But sports, though it does cause its own divisions, at the same time, it unites so much. How can people not love it? How can you not be excited knowing that these organizations, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, are all tirelessly working on ways to make sure that they come back? Boxing is figuring out ways for them to possibly do a card with UFC. So you've got both. You've got boxing and Ultimate Fighting. MLB, that's a discussion for another day. And I'll probably be talking about that with Chris here soon. But all the rest of them are trying. Aussie Rules Football is coming back. You've got all sorts of stuff that is doing their damnedest to make sure that it comes back so there's some sense of normal again in our lives, because everything's been upended, whether we think it should have been or not, whatever your views are on any of this stuff going on. Sports is trying to at least come back and help make things move forward again for us. It's something to get excited for. But in the meantime, I'm recommending for those that are in need of immediate, check out Ultimate Tag. Check out the Titan Games. It's good stuff. I recommend it, but then again, that's just me. All right, folks, this has been a very long quick shots. When I get passionate, I can't shut myself up. So I bid you all adieu, and we shall get back with you in the very near future. Take care.